22, which is PR 2020-4086. This one also had a previous project number. And that is 3658. Is that 2020, Ms. Gould?
Give me one moment. I don't have that email up.
Yeah, we'll clarify that for you. And anyhow, it's for CRP GREP Overture Andalusia Owner LLC on Tract 4A between Antequera and Mirandela Street, represented by Isaacson and Arfman.
Yes, I'm here for Isaacson and Arfman. This is Ian Anderson.
Good morning again, Chair. This is Fred Arfman. I'm also going to be on this item.
All right. Go ahead, Ian, and explain what we can help you with this morning.
We wanted to submit our sketch plot for review to accept any comments that you may generate. Primarily, we did go through the EPC process for our site plan on site, and we addressed the many comments generated then. Now we are submitting to have a cleanup action for the existing right-of-way on Antequera Road, the platted limits of the bulb differs from the constructed limits of that bulb. So we have an issue where a portion of the existing roadway of Antequera is actually within the current limits of Tract 4. So we are just seeking to vacate portion of the right-of-way and shift it to match the final conditions of the Tract 4 site.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Arfman, did you have anything more you wanted to add?
Madam Chair, Fred Arfman. Yes, along with the right-of-way shift is also the requirement to shift the PUE to match the right-of-way. In our initial discussions with the utility companies, they do not have any improvements in there. And so we were thinking that's also part of the action. It's a cleanup. And also going a little more background, when they developed the site on Track 5 to the southeast, they made some changes. I'm sure they cleaned up their part of the right-of-way, but no one ever came back to clean it up on Track 4. So we had to do that for entitlement purposes because of encroachments and overlaps.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's very helpful. Is there any member of the public here to speak on item 22? Please speak up now. All right, let's go to board comments. Since I didn't see anyone, Water Authority. Oh, hello. Wait a second. I do. Chris, can you hold off one second? Let me go first to Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, yeah, I didn't need to speak. This is from the last time I left my hand up. I apologize.
Yeah, sometimes those yellow hands are hard to get down. Let's see, we have Ms. Renee Horvath. Go ahead, Ms. Horvath.
Hello. I thought I'd just come to this hearing today. We did get notice last week about them needing a vacation of public easement. In addition to it, they did note that they would need a variance for their wall along course, the perimeter wall, which will be a retainer wall. And I have submitted some concerns about it because they're asking for a variance using steel pilings for that wall, which we were not aware of until now. And our concerns have always been trying to preserve the views and limit the building height, but EPC approved a compromise. So I don't know if today what you're looking at is going to affect this variance issue because I think the walls that have already been built at the site just south of them, the credit union, and the site to the north of them have been are aesthetically very pleasing, and I kind of like some consistency with that. But my sense is that because they have to dig so deep to accommodate the three-story, that they may not be do what Sprouts and the credit union did by providing that nice wall. So I don't know if this affects your decision today, but I just want to bring that up. And we will be asking for a meeting on the wall issue, or just let you know now that we would like a meeting for the wall issue, but I don't want any more approvals that would set things in stone that address that issue. So, and I'm hoping it's not too late to address it because of the EPC approval. And I wish this had been brought up during that time, but it wasn't. So just want to put that in on the record. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Horvath. Let me just point out that the what DRB is reviewing right now is the sketch plat that involves the right-of-way and the public utility easement cleanup, if you will. I did take a look at the notice that you had received from I guess Isaacson and Arfman. Mr. Anderson, can you explain? Because it looks like your notice could have confused people, because you actually appear like you might have a variance running through the zoning hearing examiner. So can
you clarify? That's I guess an issue on my part, on my behalf. I know we are working with Shahab regarding the retaining wall, and I listed it there, anticipating that that was correct, or it should have been listed there. But on you know further, I guess I've learned that section for the vacation items is specific to vacation items that will be through the DRB. So that was an error on my behalf. Okay. And it has caused confusion.
And just to clarify for Ms. Horvath, are you intending to apply for a variance with the ZHE with regard to that wall?
I do not believe that's the pathway. We are asking for review. So we have submitted revised grading, our conceptual grading and drainage plan, which shows the single wall system, and we're working through that process now.
Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman. I'd like to just interject a comment here that maybe we overstepped our bounds by mismarking that form, but it's important that we maybe be transparent here and get everything on the table. We are working with the city engineer per the IDO process to get approval of that wall. And because of Ms. Horvath's concerns, I think a further meetings with their group would be in order. But I could guarantee to her that we also like the wall to the south and the credit union, and we're gonna match that. And one of the advantages of having this new wall system is that we are able to pull the wall further away from Coors, put a little bit more landscaping, and it lowers the wall down, just like they did for the credit union. And that actually does enhance the view plane through the area. We can have more conversations here shortly.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arfman. So it appears that some of what you're doing, it would be going through Mr. Biazar, can you kind of clarify how the wall design is being processed for Ms. Horvath?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So they're going with this wall system, and Mr. Arfman could confirm that there were some soil conditions that they had to, basically they had to go with this wall system because of the existing soil conditions. I haven't seen the grading plan that was going to go through our hydrology department, and as long as the grading was workable and the drainage was workable, we didn't see an issue with the wall itself and the height.
Okay. And but Mr. Arfman, you're saying that you're willing to have a meeting with Ms. Horvath in the neighborhood to help them understand what you're doing and what it's going to look like.
Madam Chair, Fred Arfman here. Yes, of course I would. That'd be just okay. Fine with us.
Okay. Okay. That looks like a good idea, and it looks like all of that is happening outside of a public process. It's part of the development review, building permit review process. Okay. Let's see, let's go back now for DRB member comment, Water Authority.
Hello, Chris Graham with the Water Authority. So availability statement 200620 has been issued and provides the conditions for service for the proposed development on this property. Fred, you'll need to coordinate with Mexico One call just to determine if there's any existing public water line or I would assume no, but public sewer that may be in the area affected by the proposed vacations, you know, any meters, that kind of thing, just to do your due diligence. And if there is, an additional easement will be required. But just provide an exhibit in illustrating where the infrastructure is in relation to the proposed vacation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. This, your project was reviewed and there's no objections or comments at this time. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Summerfoot with the Parks and Recreation Department. So this was an EPC approved site plan. Just wanted to confirm that.
Yes.
Okay, then the Parks and Recreation Department looked at it at that time and our comments were met. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And it also went through DRB for final sign off of that EPC site plan. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 5/28/20. We have no objection.
Thank you. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action. Make sure to adjust the work order plans as needed as a result of this change. Thank you.
Planning?
You'll need all the required signatures and all of that, just those standards comments. And then the previously approved site plan will require an amendment to show the plat changes. If those changes were shown on the original, if this configuration was shown on the original site plan.
Can you help them understand the process, Ms. Gould, for that?
So I would need to look at the original site plan, but I believe that this would just be an administrative amendment to show those changes so that we have the correct configuration on file.
And what about the plat? Because we've already approved the plat for this project.
So the plat would need to come back to DRB because I don't think we have another way. It would be a plat amendment. I see that Mr. Voss has his hand up, however.
Go ahead, Mr. Voss.
Thanks, Chair and board members. Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. We brought this project through the EPC and DRB process for the site plan and have been working with Mr. Arfman and his team on finalizing it in terms of the platting. We can certainly review and see if an administrative amendment is necessary once we get the site plan does not have the chair's signature yet, I don't believe, we're very close to that. And then we can look at if we need to amend it to show a different configuration. But as Fred mentioned, the site plan showed the existing roadway location and the proposed sidewalk and all of that. And this plat is real and vacation is really a cleanup to match what's shown on the site plan. If anything, the lot line locations, I would agree that it would be a minor amendment if one is necessary.
Okay, so yeah.
Go ahead, Ms. Gould.
Oh no, I was just going to say that if the site plan is matching the platting, then an amendment wouldn't be necessary to the site plan. And
okay, Mr. Biazar.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Shah Biazar. I just wanted to confirm that. Yeah, I don't think the amendment is needed because the platting is to match what's on the site plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in sounds like in what's in real space. So, okay. So then I guess we'll see you back for a plat then. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And
yeah, Madam Chair, yeah. So this is Shahab Biazar. So we need to approve the plat and the site plan together.
What site plan? We've approved the site plan.
Ooh. Site plan is pending a signature still, right?
Okay. So typically, we already done it. That's so typically, if the platting action is needed for a site plan to fix the property line, we need to hold the approval of the site plan until the plat is also approved with it. But that would be okay. This is a minor modification to the plat.
Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman. We have no problem with that. We think that this plat will be turned in.
No, we're still going. We're on it right now.
I was mute. Okay, sorry, there was a little disturbance. So, Mr. Arfman, you're saying that your project team can wait on the final sign-off of the site plan until you're able to do the plat cleanup? Is that what you said?
Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman. I believe the timing of that will work out in everybody's favor. The site plan is being held up because of the IIA and financial guarantee that it needs to be turned in to the city and circulated and accepted. So that's about a same time frame as we think we'll get this plat in front of the DRB for approval. So they should work out just fine.
Okay. And Mr. Rodenbeck, will you make note of that for me and you in finalizing their site plan?
Yes, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I will.
Okay.
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. I think actually since the site is zone PD, approval of the site plan, which we've noted has already occurred, is actually a necessary step to getting approval of a plat. So I think it's been done in the correct order that the site plan went through, got approved, and now this platting cleanup action is following that approved plan.
Right. Right. And Chair Wolfley, just as you pointed out, the site plan hasn't actually been signed. And right. So I think we're just saying we won't sign it until the plat goes through with
this. This is Maggie Bull, but I think please leap in, Mr. Voss, but I think the point that Mr. Voss was making was because it's a PD area, the site plan is supposed to precede the plat, so the plat matches the site plan. In this case, we're making changes and they're both kind of going simultaneously. But as we had previously discussed with a couple of other cases, the PD requirement, I believe, is that site plan first, then plat. And I can check the IDO and confirm that and get back to everybody so that we're all clear process-wise.
Right, and when things go to the EPC first, we do plat here at DRB. So that's happened a few times. So I'm not concerned about that. I just think that in order to look at, I think that was to dismiss that we needed any kind of site plan amendment.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah, this is Shahab Biazar. Maggie, I think we also decided that once EPC approves the site plan, that's basically an approval.
Yeah.
So that's why we needed the plotting action to go with the site plan at DRB level.
Okay. Everybody clear as mud? All right, thank you very much. And we're gonna go ahead and move on to item